police were doing CPR on one of the victims, I presume. They then started to put the tent thing round about, so by that time they knew there was at least one death. We heard that there were another two injured, but paramedics had gone up with stretchers and came back with them empty. You know, you put two and two together sort of thing. We've heard rumours of names, but very sort of, you know, up in the air kind of names. Police haven't informed anybody of anything, which I can kind of understand if next of kin and whatever have to be notified. But also, from a local's point of view, people want to know. They want to know what's happening on their own doorstep, and they want to know and make sure it's nobody that they know or whatever, you know. So they do want a little bit more information, and we feel that maybe it's been held back a bit.
Everyone kind of wants to know what's going on. Everyone knows a little bit of information, but the police haven't really said anything more. So I think everyone's quite shocked, really, because it's quite quiet around this bit. We live in the area, so whether it's somebody being chucked off the balcony or a stabbing or domestic gone wrong, we kind of want to know what's going on. We kind of want to know what's happened on the doorstep. The fact that they haven't given us much information than three people have died is a bit worrying.
Pretty sad, like, the sort of thing that really happens around here. Kid. People will be pretty shocked about what's happened. It's quite a tight community, you know what I mean? And even last night, I seen there was quite a lot, crowd of people. Also, everybody was wondering what was happening. Pretty shocking, like, we've seen a commotion and everything that's going on. This area sort of bad named it as well. I don't know, it's hard to say. I don't know the full outcome of what happened, but I'm sure the community will pull together and get through it, like.